hard, and what's the situation tonight?
Yeah, you know, we'll keep looking at it this week. I think we're going to probably roll a bunch. You know, looks like going in that, you know, Tegra will start at right guard for us. He's had a good preseason. He's done a nice job. We'll continue to assess it, you know, all the way up into the game time. But, you know, he's earned the right to start in this game. I think we're going to, you know, see us playing multiple guys in the offensive line in this game. But he's, you know, been consistent. Now he's got to go put it on the field and play.
Fourth row right, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman row.
Brian, at linebacker, are you guys going with Sonny to start the game? And how do you figure that's going to be? Is it going to be like the right guard where you guys rolling up you guys?
Yeah, we're going to play multiple guys at linebacker, but Sonny has separated himself for sure. And, you know, we'll start at will linebacker for us. You know, he has done a nice job in this transition from safety. And when you move up, the game moves faster. It's just quicker, and he's changed his body, and the reps that he got in the spring really helped. And I think, you know, he's done a good job, you know, of communicating. He and Cody work well together, but you're also going to see Arvell in there. You're going to see CJ in there, Gabe. You know, these guys are going to get reps, and we'll try to play as many guys as we can in this game.
Let's go, Tony Gerdman, Buckeye Huddle.
Right, with the new quarterback starting, I'm sure you've seen him more than anybody. You know what to expect. What will you see from Will on Saturday for your expectations to be met?
Yeah, we want him to run the team and be clean. You know, get us in and out of the huddle. Get, you know, get us up to the line of scrimmage. You know, be sharp. Take care of the football. You know, you've heard me say the term: make the routine plays routinely. You know, play well in third down, red zone, in 2 minute. I mean, that's what we're looking for out of our quarterback. But in particular, in that first game, it's, you know, run a clean operation. You know, that's ball security, that's cadence, that's communication, you know, the new headset and how we're doing that. And, you know, we are going to be huddling some and those type of things. Not all the time, but that's a little bit different. And, you know, how are we converting on third downs and, you know, all those things, sideline adjustments. So it's getting into the game, getting a feel for it, and playing clean. That's what we're looking for in week one.
Front row, Dave Biddle, 24/7 Sports.
Ryan, is the depth on the offensive line maybe a little better than you expected? I mean, Carson might be a backup for you guys after starting 12 games last year. I know some other guys you mentioned, like Austin, Zan, have stepped up a little bit. Are you feel good about the depth?
Yeah, you know, one of the things, it was like a, you know, early on, the little illness that was going around the offensive line was frustrating. But coming out of preseason camp, we felt like we built some depth because we had to, and some guys got forced into duty maybe a little quicker than they had to. And when you're working with the ones, you know, you have to tighten up, you know, all the things technically that you're getting away with, maybe with, you know, the twos and threes. You know, when you're blocking Tyleek and Ty and those guys, you know, you can't get away with that stuff. You better figure it out fast. And because of that, we have built more depth than we expected coming out of preseason. So that's been a positive. But we are going to try to get as many guys in the game as possible, grade it, and just keep evaluating. And, you know, one of the things that we talked about as a staff today is, you've heard me talk about building a foundation with this team. I mean, the foundation is not complete. I mean, this is a long build to the end of the season. So we want to come through this week, you know, watch the game, get on the film, and figure out, you know, who graded out a champion, who didn't. But ultimately, we want guys to play really, really hard in this game and get it on film, start to make the corrections. When you're in preseason camp, there's a lot of assumptions you make. You know, some that are right and some that are not right about players, about scheme, you know, overall personnel. So excited to get that going this week and figure out what we got going into Sunday.
Tegra is a pretty soft-spoken guy. How did he take the news that he's going to start on Saturday?
You know, he's just going day-to-day right now and working. You know, I think that's what's been good about the offensive line is, you know, guys have been, you know, working at it every day. And we've moved some guys around in there even as of this past week. We've shuffled it up a little bit just to kind of see guys move in different areas. We know we have to build depth going throughout the season, so I think it's going to pay off for us. But he's been workmanlike. You know, it wasn't like he's knocking on anybody's door and saying, you know, what is my you know, situation this week. He knows that if he continues to play the way he is, he's going to, you know, be a starter for us and be a huge contributor. But it's consistent and consistency that we're looking for out of him. But he, you know, he's been you know, one of the guys that we've been able to count on in this camp. And that matters. You know, when you get 20-some-odd practices under your belt and you get the 15 in the spring, those reps add up. And he's been in there now for a while. When you think about the last couple years, you know, we really kind of got him with the twos even as a young player, and I think all of that is starting to pay off now for him.
Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
You've had a starting running back, but you've never really had guys who are co-starters or starters. I was thinking of asking, who's going to take the first snap at running back on Saturday?
Yeah, I don't think Locke's decided that yet, but they're both rolling practice. You know, we're going to get our money's worth this week with the heat, and you know, so we're going to be rolling these guys pretty good, and James is going to get in there as well. So, we haven't really talked about that right now. Those guys are rolling, and they're both going to get a bunch of reps on Saturday.
James, there has he made you guys feel comfortable about where the depth is in terms of who might be the third guy up at running back with the way he's played?
Yeah, I would say James right now is the third running back. He's made some really good strides. Now he's got to go put it on the field and play games, and that's different than just doing it in practice. There's still some things that he knows he's got to improve on in different areas. But, you know, in a part of that now is getting in the routine of playing a game and, you know, being consistent over time. And when you're a freshman, sometimes that can be a challenge, making sure you're getting your rest, making sure you're taking care of your body, and bringing consistency every week. So that'll be the challenge for him. But he's going to play again a bunch of snaps like a bunch of these guys. Yeah.
Far left, Joe Nugent, WCMH.
With the iPads now on the sideline this year, what type of impact do you think that'll have?
Well, it's the same for both sides. But I think the communication in game will be very, very important in identifying what's gone on in the last series. We did that in the stadium the last two Saturdays. We were able to go through and see what it would look like at halftime, what it would look like during the game, up in the booth, on the sideline. And, you know, you have a ability to tag certain plays on your side of the ball so that you can all get to it at the same time. Identify what those things are and then make corrections or identify what scheme things are going on. So I think you're going to see, you know, a little bit more in-game adjustments than maybe previously. But, you know, other than that, I mean, football's still football. That's not changing.
Fourth or right, Jeff Gilbert, Press Pros.
Coach, in regards to Will and his mental approach, he's in a position of a team of expectations, goals higher than he's probably ever been around. How's he handled that since you named him the starter? How do you expect him to carry that onto the field?
Yeah, I expect him to be the same way he's been since he arrived here. You know, we went through the recruiting process there, and you know, he knew what he was getting himself into here at Ohio State. And not to speak for him, but you know, I think there was only maybe a couple places he would have considered other than going to the NFL, and this was it for him. You know, he wanted to be here, and I think a big part of that is he knew what came with it. And he's really embraced that role. You know, he's been in here getting extra film work in this week already. He's put a lot of work in this preseason. So, you know, we ask our quarterbacks to do a lot here, and he's embraced that part of it. So he's got a good look in his eye this week, and I think he wants to get on the field and get started.
Third row right, Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Spade, with the quarterbacks here, is Devin still firmly entrenched as your backup quarterback right now?
He is, yeah.
Going into the week, how do you want to, like, kind of split those reps there? How quickly do you want to get on the field?
Yeah, we've talked about that, Chip and I, about, you know, as the season goes on, where do we want to insert him into games? You know, we'll kind of see how the week plays out, but I probably don't see us doing that in terms of, like, you know, the third series or the first play of the second quarter in this game in particular, but it's something that we're considering.
Deep center field, Jeremy Birmingham, the podcast.
Ryan, I know as a coach you're not going to assume anything, but if other than winning and getting out of this weekend healthy, what makes this season opener a success to you as a coach and this coaching staff when you have put all this work in the offseason?
Yeah, I, it's not easy, but it's simple. You want as many guys to grade out a champion as possible, 80% or more, and you've heard me talk about that before, but you know, sometimes the best answers are the simple ones. You know, guys, you know, you graded out, either you did your job or you didn't, 80% or higher, and then you know, that we are the hardest playing team in the country. I mean, that's really, I know it's not, nothing's going to be perfect. It's a start, but if our identity is going to be the hardest playing team in the country and we're going to be giving unbelievable effort, we have to put that on film. We've got to grade out over 80%. We've got to play really, really hard. And that's what I mentioned to the staff today, and that's what we're going to talk about here in the team meeting at 2:30. And that's what we're going to, you know, really be echoing out through all the week, and then hold them accountable on Saturday. And then come in Sunday, identify what went well, what didn't go well, and continue to bang that drum, also knowing that we're going to have to enhance, you know, our scheme as the season goes on.
Can you let everyone know that 30 years ago, Akron won 12-6.
I have not.
Far right, Adam King, WBNS.
Well, kind of going off of that, since 2019, this is your first time opening against a non-Power 5 team. You don't have to go on the road against a Big Ten team. You're not playing top five Notre Dame. How is that different for you guys to be able to step on the field on Saturday? Not taking anything away from Akron, but knowing, you know, it's not as much of a challenge.
Yeah, for us, it's always been about us. You hear me say that a lot, but you have to really focus on the process of it and like what are we doing, and you know our opponent shouldn't matter. You know, if it does, then we're setting ourselves up for failure. So what is the standard again? Grade over 80% and be the hardest playing team in the country, and that shouldn't matter who you're playing, because you know they all matter, they all count, and we're trying to create a standard for ourselves, and you know whatever team we play, and then we go from there. So, like I tell the guys every day in practice, you're not allowed to have a bad day around here. It's just not allowed. So, we have to understand that every time we only get 12 opportunities. That's it. Of all the work we put in and all the time and effort we put in, you get 12 opportunities. So, let's go play with our hair on fire and run around and hit.
Ryan, we saw the guys wear the Jesus 1 t-shirts when they moved in this weekend. They had a baptism event. I'm curious, I haven't seen your team this vocal, at least when it comes to faith. What have you seen from them over the weekend, and is that something you feel in the locker room?
Well, I think this team is close. I think when you look at what they've done together as a group, they rub off on each other, and you know, that part of it, that's their own business that they, you know, handle. But I think when you start to see and hear some of the messages that some of our team is giving, not only out in the community, but to our own team on campus, those type of things, you just recognize what unbelievable guys we have in our locker room, the type of people that we have, and certainly the academic, you know, what we've done being over 3.2 for the last, you know, two semesters. And again, you're seeing things like this and some of the community outreach. I mean, they care about not only their teammates, but they care about the community. They care about Buckeye Nation. They care about the fans. And these are great, great people. And, you know, a lot of these guys decided, you know, to come back or decided to come here and could have gone a lot of other places, some to the NFL, to some to other schools, but they came here for a reason. And it was to make an impact, you know. And the number one way they want to have an impact is win championships. But there's a lot of other ways to make impacts as well. And you know, they want to continue to do that. So when it's all said and done, there's trophies in the lobby. There's rings to be worn. But there's also people that have been impacted and their stories to be told. And you know, the guy to me that comes to mind with that is Archie Griffin, you know. And now, you know, the statue is going to be in his name here this weekend. But you know, of all the things he's done in terms of winning the two Heismans and, you know, all the great history he's had here on the field, to me, it's the impact he's made off the field. And I can't tell you how many people have shared stories with me about, you know, being a young kid who looked up to him and Archie took time. Or he went to an event and spoke to folks and he took time. And because of that, you know, he's a legacy. What he did on the field is unbelievable. But to me, he's even more special for what he's done off the field. And I think, you know, our guys have embraced that in the locker room.
Backstrom, on three.
Ryan, what will it look like for special teams in-game? I know you've talked about the strategy with just assistance. Is it going to be different in-game since the coaching changed with that rule? Are you going to allow, like, the Rob Keys and will they be involved in here?
Very much so, yeah. So Rob is going to be sort of the ringleader of it all, and I'm right there with him for everything. And we're going to utilize everybody we possibly can. Matt Guerrieri is running the punt team. James Laurinaitis is doing the kickoff. Brian Hartline and Keenan Bailey are doing both the return units, kickoff return and punt return. But we got everybody involved. Tim Walton's been a big part of this. Each of the coaches have been very much involved with the special teams here in the preseason. So Rob is the point person. He's the, you know, the one who's going to help game plan and organize, meet with the individual group. We met this morning with the entire, you know, staff who was involved with special teams, went through the game plan in all four phases. But then when we get on the field, you know, I'll be involved in terms of the substitutions, making the calls with Rob, but then getting feedback from each individual coach.
Cameron T. Robinson, The Athletic.
Ryan, I know you said you guys had to figure out which running back takes the first snap. When you have two guys like this, is it more so seeing those guys in terms of like figuring out carries? Is it more so figuring out which guys are the best and kind of going with the flow, or you feel like you have a minimum snap count that like each of these guys needs to hit? I know you're not going to tell us what that is, but
yeah,
the idea.
I mean, yeah, I think you have an idea of how many carries you'd like to see for each guy, but you don't know how it's going to shake, and Locke's going to get a feel for that, and he'll be responsible for you know, handling the substitution pattern there. These things seem to have a way of working themselves out. You know, it seems to be a topic of conversation sometimes, you know, this time of year, like how's it all going to go? You know, I think we get a feel for it, you know, and assess it after the first game. You know, this will be the first time for Quinshon that we've been in a game with him, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, as we go, how he goes as the game goes, and the type of back that he is as the game wears on. But I'm excited to see these guys run.
Far left, Whitney Harding, WCMH.
Ryan, this weekend was an exciting week zero. I don't know if you got a chance to watch any of the games, but with Florida State losing, is that just another reminder that that number next to your name really doesn't mean a whole lot? And have you had any conversations with your guys as a reminder about that?
No, not in particular about that, but yeah, I think that's why you hear coaches say, you know, when they talk about rankings, the first thing they talk about is what matters is the ranking at the end of the season. And it's coach speak, but that's a great example. I didn't get a chance to see any of the game, but yeah, I mean, you know, I think the first thing that's noteworthy is because of the way college football is now with some of the roster turnover, you may not know exactly what you're getting with each team early in the season. And I think that's significant. Because, you know, when you look at the roster of some of the teams early on, you're like, okay, where were they last year? Well, this guy came in from here. He came from there. Some guys got older. You know, some guy maybe didn't play because he was injured. He comes back in. But that roster looks a lot different than maybe it did the year before. So I think, you know, that's something that's noteworthy. But as we know, I mean, you got to bring it every week. And it has, you know, what your ranking is has, you know, no indication of where you're going down the road. What matters is what you put on the field and what you earn.